Face. Give me a little 1-2.
1-2.
4-3-4-5-6. Check.
My motto is, it's kind of like Vegas. What's set on the trail stays on the trail.
Yeah.
And it was a miserable, miserable day for me.
I like that.
I think it's also like, I've got a friend that's, once you're an endurance athlete.
This is her because she says she has a friend. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, it might be. It's not though. Really, I have a friend.
Are we recording? Thanks for joining another edition of Trail Runner Nation. My name is Scott War.
I'm Faith Goss.
And I'm Don Freeman.
Today, we're going to be a little lighthearted. We have pulled some information from Ultra Running Magazine, which is the Bible in my household. And there was a really interesting article that was published by Will Cooper at runlonger.com/blogspot.com called 9.5 Reasons. And I thought it was just really, really interesting. And we all read it and we thought, you know what? We should talk about that and some fun with it.
We should. Let's talk a little bit more about Ultra Running Magazine, because you have subscribed to that for quite a few years, haven't you, Scott?
Yes, I have.
And I read yours.
You read my throwaways.
It's a twofer deal. You pay and I get to read.
We shouldn't encourage people to do that.
No, we shouldn't. But
you have enough money. You should probably get your own subscription.
when you stop subscribing, then I'll pick it up.
You know, that's where we first met Sunny Blende, because she's an author there. And they're just some really good. I think it is one of the best magazines for trail running and ultra running out there.
Well, you know, John Mettinger is—he's a trail staple. He has quite a few ultras under his belt. I think I'm going to guess and say 128 finishes.
I think the bigger record is how many Hawaiian shirts he has, because I don't think I've ever seen him without a Hawaiian shirt on. Have you?
Tropical John is what how I was introduced initially to him, and he announces at Way to Cool. He's the Way to Cool announcer.
And Western States. He is the voice of Western States.
The voice of the Ultra, you may even say.
Now that he owns the magazine, of course. So anyway, this 9.5 Reasons, it kind of has a little bit of humor to it, but some truth behind it. And we thought that we would talk about that. Faith, you want to start it out?
Okay, number one, find new routes every day. I mean, every day. Take them.
Well, now Scott War finds a new route every day because he gets lost on every single turn. I'll go down the same route with him, and he goes off on a trail that's about 6 feet long, and he goes, oh, I missed it.
Well, then kudos to you for taking a new route every day.
I do it on purpose.
but now let's take a serious side of that.
You know, Don, you and I just the other day, we were going down the plan was to go on a regular run. And we decided, hey, let's take this other trail over here and see where it leads us. And I actually thought it was quite fun. It actually took my mind off of running for a while, because we're trying to find the trail and try to understand where we were going and how that related to our normal trail. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, this last weekend when I was in Arizona and I went up Camelback Mountain, and the trail was there and it was visible and there was people to follow. And then I think a lot of people kind of pull out mid-mountain because they're like, I've had enough. And then you start going towards the summit, and it was like I was scaling rocks. And when we went up, we used, you know, a route that there was no clear path. So I took a different route. And then on the way down, I definitely took a different route. There was no clear trail, and it was exciting. It kept me on my toes. It was, didn't seem as monotonous.
I know when you go out on a new and different trail that it's, as I did the other day with someone, took me out into a new area, and I had no idea where the finish was. I kind of had a sense because he told me how many miles. But it was a surprise when we come up over the bend and we're back at the car, because it was a big loop. And it was a neat surprise, because when you're on your same route, you go, oh, I've got this one stretch, and then I've got that one hill, and then I've got this spot. And you know it so well that you just kind of labor through part of it. And not to say that running's a labor, but sometimes it is.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I like to run with different people and new people, because they show you what they're used to running. And I think that's why a lot of people try different races. to get that that variety into their running. I think that's basically one of the characteristics of a trail runner, because we like to get out there and enjoy, you know, nature and what's out there, right?
And constantly explore different paths. I think that's also behind a trail runner, is we're always out there for a new adventure.
You know, there are plenty of trails out there in our area that we haven't even touched yet. You know, it's like, wow, I didn't know this. Or how about this one? We should, have you ever said this? We should run this more often. Why don't we come over this side more often? And so we just need to do that and keep it fresh. We run with somebody that never changes anything. I mean, you could set your watch, your calendar, and he stays on that same course, but he's okay with it.
You know, and I think sometimes it's tough because you know exactly how much time you have, like whether it's early in the morning, you know you have to get to work by a certain time, you know you have to get up by a certain time, and you don't really have the luxury of going out and exploring unless it's on the weekend and you have a little more free time. So, yeah, I can see how there's some it's a dichotomy.
So find new routes every day, and I mean every day, and take them. And that doesn't mean driving to the trailhead new routes. It means when you're on the trailhead, Scott.
I got lost on the way to the trailhead, too. Okay, number two. You want to take number two?
I'm ready. Cycle your training. Plan your peaks and valleys from month to month, week to week, and day to day. There's a time to push and a time to pull back. Training cycles. That's a good one to learn, because if you're always pushing all the time, your body gets tired. You need time to recover. You know, rest is when you get stronger, not when you're out there actually breaking yourself down. So train with a purpose and rest with a purpose too. You want to, I know what you want to say, Scott. Go ahead.
No, you don't.
Give it a go and I'll take
you. You know, I think I'm going to totally surprise you. Because I was
you're taking
going
a different
to,
route.
I was going to say what you think I was going to say.
Yes, I know.
But then I decided to change my route.
All right.
And I was talking to somebody the other day that does P90X. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the whole theory behind that is what's called muscle confusion, I think. So you don't do the same workout on the same muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important in trail running, because we're doing the same movements all the time. And it's good to change up, I think, not only the distances, the intensity, the terrain, but also change up the rest patterns that you have and confuse your body.
Yeah.
I'm confused all the time.
I was going to say, if you have an event in mind, like let's say it's 20 weeks out, don't just go build, and then have your initial taper right before the event. Maybe go in cycles of build, then taper, not just a total uphill build. If you can do that with your body, I think that's really important. That's something I learned training in my recent training plan, is that it was designed to have a break in the middle. It wasn't go constantly for 20 weeks, taper for 3 kind of thing. It was go for 10, taper for 2, go for another 10, taper for 2, or whatever it be. And then another thing I'd like to say here too is in terms of running, is always a forward motion. And I think it's, and with trail running, you have a lot of lateral movement too, but I don't think enough. I think it's really important to train your body to move way laterally and not just always forward, which in running we're always so forward oriented.
So we should sidestep down the trail?
Sachet, actually.
Sachet? Is that the technical word?
Sachet.
I thought you were going to say we're going to have to run backwards.
Hey, if I've seen people on the elliptical at the gym like pushing really hard backwards, and that confuses me.
Sometimes on long runs, I feel like I'm running backwards.
So, Scott, here's what I think you were going to say. Are you ready? And you'll have to be honest. All right?
I actually know what you're going to say.
Faith, look at him in the eye and make sure he's telling the truth.
Okay.
You were going to say rest is good training.
I was going to say that.
All right.
Because we was it you that said that, or was it
I'm going to take credit for it, but, okay, but I probably heard it from somebody else. There's probably 12 people out there that said they're the one that told me.
Well, loyal Nation members have probably heard, that have listened to all of our podcasts, know that we are big advocates of rest.
Yeah, every morning about 4:30 a.m. I'm an advocate. And what time are you an advocate, Scott?
Yes. you know, we've interviewed coaches, we've interviewed elite runners that say that you need to change it up and you need to rest.
Let's talk about cycles, and I'll have to give Julie Fingar at least the credit on this one, for at least passing this to me. And of course, this gets passed from one trail runner to the next, and that is that cycles do not necessarily have to be, or weeks do not necessarily have to be 7 days long. Mm-hmm. You could put a 10-day week together or a 12-day week. And I'm so used to counting Saturday to Saturday, counting mm-hmm. my miles or whatever. And it's kind of nice to design a different type of week and make a long stretch of going long miles and maybe do that for 10 days.
Well, you know, that's how I get my 100-mile weeks in, right?
In fact, I know we established that you had an 8-day week or something. That's how you got your miles up there.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to get you there.
Okay, moving on. Number 3, don't forget your posse. Run with them regularly. Swap stories, talk about running, talk about life. They keep you grounded. They remind you why you run.
Oh, I've got good things to say about that. Go ahead, Scott, if you got a follow-up. But I'm ready to just unleash.
I'm ready.
You know, one of the things that I am grateful for is the time that I get to spend with people out on the trail. There are times you spend an hour, 2 hours, 4, 6 hours running with someone and really talking about things and discovering and uncovering things that you never, ever would talk about, ever. And, you know, you feel like you solved the world's problems. Half of them you don't remember when you get back because you're a little low on, you know, sodium, carbohydrates, or fluid. But what a great way to find good friends and relationships of trust that are built, and it is it's special to be out there with people and just talk for 2 or 3 hours at a time. You just don't have a chance in society today to do that.
My motto is, it's kind of like Vegas, what's set on the trail stays on the trail.
We talked about that, didn't we, Scott?
Yeah, we talk about it every day.
not that part, but we said, just how many places do you think have that exact saying, okay, this stays on the trail, right?
Oh,
and we were
right.
Even going to make that a
that's
poll.
Right.
I think we're going to make that a poll or something, because we are convinced that no matter where you go, if you go to Wisconsin, did I put a little accent in there? Did I say
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Cheesehead.
That no matter where you go, that I bet you that's a universal saying.
I think so. You know, the one thing because Don and I run a lot together, that we enjoy, at least I enjoy.
Let's see if I enjoy it, Scott, because it may be the part I don't like. Go ahead.
Maybe I need to shift my conversation, is we like to talk about our businesses. Mm-hmm. And we bounce ideas off of each other and help each other with problems and issues that we are facing in our businesses.
Let's say our job, Scott, because you make it sound like we have 15 or 20 different businesses that we run.
Okay. They are jobs.
They're jobs, but we do business within our jobs.
And we have other friends that are, you know, very high executives in companies, CEOs. It's fun for us to bounce ideas off of each other as we're running down the trail. So I think it's a good thing, and it's good to change your posse. Not only have mm-hmm. the same people that you're running with. I did a training run with a group a couple weeks ago, and I only knew 2 people.
When you were done, how many did you know?
I knew 6.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And all of them were just, in fact, I found somebody I think I may be pacing at Western States.
Very cool.
So.
I think, I definitely have my, like, OG, like, my original posse that when I started running.
OG? We're
original
older,
gangsters.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Yeah. there's a bit of an age difference.
Faith is a different generation than we are.
We'll have to put together a dictionary of all the young terms now.
We appreciate it. We'll write it on the whiteboard over here.
So, yeah, I have, like, the original group of gals that I started running with that I'm actually going out to dinner with this evening. We get together. We talk about our different adventures. But then I also have a group of people that when I want to train hard and I need to be pushed, I run with a different posse.
And they're called the OG as well. That's you and I, Scott, the old guys.
The knowledgeable OGs, the old guys. Yeah, but I'd never forget my original posse. And if I just need a lighthearted, take the garment off, don't think about it, we hook up and we have a really great time. So definitely don't forget your original posse, your OGs, whether they be old or young.
Let's talk about taking the garment off. That's important to do sometimes. Some people get pretty attached to dialing in and mm-hmm. checking in and where am I at this point on the trail. Sometimes you have to leave that companion at home. We're not running with you today, old posse.
Yeah.
You're staying at home.
Or like when you're at the start of a race and all of a sudden you hear the, like, everybody's starting their Garmin. I actually saw a poster that said, I think it was online or something like that, and it says, if I fall over, somebody stop my Garmin. And I was like, this is pathetic.
That's the main concern after yeah. they fall over. So it doesn't lose.
Don't check my pulse. Stop my Garmin first.
Number four, this is to you, Faith, in rotation.
Lay low every once in a while. I'm not talking about for a couple days or even for a couple of weeks. I'm talking about for a couple of months. Find something else to do.
Are you sure that one belongs to yeah. this sneak in? What?
When I first read that, I was like, what does that mean? Do I stop running? I don't think it's saying stop running.
Listen to us rationalize. Go ahead. I want to hear
that. Yeah. That's what I was
you know,
say.
You're an addict when.
Yeah.
I think it's just talking about find something else to maybe balance your running with. Like, don't.
Oh, it's not saying
I'm
that.
I'm not sure. Somebody else have any insight? I couldn't justify this one. Why is this on there?
You know, I think that you need to take a vacation from running. I don't know whether I agree for a couple months. That's quite a while. But I think it's okay, and I think it goes back to number two about cycle mm-hmm. your training. I think it's okay to take a vacation from running. And
do you substitute it with cycling or swimming, or just take some time off?
I think it's
go visit your family.
I think it's
go see your kids.
Yeah, go spend some family time.
I think it's good to just lay low and you know, go to the beach and sit in a.
Can we run chair? To the beach?
Yeah, can we do some you know, work in the sand?
That's actually not a good example because it's kind of fun to run on the beach, isn't yeah. it?
Okay, well.
But I think it's good to take a vacation. Maybe for a week, 10 days.
a running week for you, 10 days.
Yeah. You know what? If you don't take a mandatory time off and take yourself out, mm-hmm. something's going to take mm-hmm. you out. You know, I think we all get a little bit, either psychologically we start to burn out. There's some wisdom. I don't think we're seeing the wisdom that Will Cooper from runlongerblogspot.com is telling us here. I think he's probably right now saying, guys, no, you have to listen to number four. I've given you the rules mm-hmm. here. Now pay attention.
I think it's also like I've got a friend that's, once you're an endurance athlete...
This is her because she says she has a friend. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, it might be. It's not, though. Really, I have a friend. I have a friend.
An OG?
Yeah, an OG. Actually, he is an OG.
She just turned red.
So I have a friend that once you're an endurance athlete, you're always an endurance athlete, I believe. Whether it's you're taking a break from ultra running, you're always finding yourself doing ultra something else, whether it be like a century or a triathlon.
If you're
it's
obsessive compulsive, you have a disorder. Is that what you're telling me?
Or as Jimmy Dean Freeman says, he's an ultra eater.
Yeah, well, I ultra eat too. we should be on the same team. So yeah, endurance athletes tend to take things to the extreme. So find something else to do. It doesn't mean you have to get away from being ultra fantastic and whatnot.
Number five for me. Out of 9.5, we're at number five. And this is commit to a goal, to an event, any event. Scott Ward.
This one was written for me,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Preferably one that inspires you. If you can't rest easy. Oh, if you can't, comma, rest easy. It's not the end of the world. If you can, smile and enjoy the ride. So commit. I'm just going to let you, since it was written for you, Scott, go ahead. Give us your take.
You know, I need to commit to a race. I've been looking at the race calendar, and my training partner is scheduled to run 100 miles, and so he's committed. And I think I'm dragging him down because I'm not committed. So there's early mornings where I just don't want to go that extra mile or that extra 5 miles this morning. Mm-hmm. And I need to get a calendar, a race on the calendar. I don't think that you need – I think everyone's individualistic. And some guys need 6 races. Some need 12, one every weekend. Some need maybe 1 or 2 a year. But I think that it's good to have something on there to keep you accountable and mm-hmm. motivated to get up in the morning.
I was going to say, this is like the feeling that I get after a race the next day when I'm still feeling I'm feeling good. I still got the runner's high. And it's like the next day I commit to something. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, what's next? So that's just how I operate.
We were at Way to Cool this weekend, a race up here in Northern California. And if you need to get a little pick-me-up, show up to a race and volunteer. The energy that was at the beginning of that start line with, I don't know how many people were there, 700 people or something. And it was just crazy energy. So everybody was smiling coming across that starting line. And I know that I was matching that smile because everybody is so happy.
Well, even at the finish line.
They're happy. It's inspiring there too.
It was a big party, and it you rub shoulders with these same like-minded people, and you say, you know what, I need to be part of that. I need to get into that, and it motivates you to sign up.
And we saw the first, at least our first glance at the Patagonia Lounge with Georgia was there.
Speaking of rust,
yeah, there was some nice couches there. And they had a keg, and
they weren't that nice.
if you ran 31 miles,
yeah,
pal,
they were nice.
They're pretty nice, pretty plush.
They're better than the lawn,
and that looks pretty good. I've laid face down on some lawn and asked what kind of grass it was so I could plant it at home.
I did talk to the Patagonia guys. I said next year you're going to have a few more tents with a few more couches because they got used.
And a few more kegs.
Oh, you know, they need to deep clean that. Can you imagine?
I asked them if they needed to use, if they Febreze those couches. And they actually...
rolled their eyes?
They
no, there's beer spilled on them. They're fine.
Yeah.
let you talk, Scott? Go ahead.
If you're tired enough, you'll sit on anything.
Yeah. True.
Did we get all the we wanted out of number five, commit to a goal, to an event, preferably one that inspires you. Yeah, that's important, one that inspires you. Maybe go pick something you've never done, something that intimidates you. Let me change that I word of inspire to intimidate, because I like to find something that makes me my stomach just a little bit nervous, and that gets me out there. That 5 miles today, the extra that I did, was because I'm a little bit concerned. I don't want to get hammered out there on that hill again, like I did last year.
Well, and I think that there's balance. Sometimes you want to go try something new that motivates you to something that is unknown. And I think on the other side of the coin, there's going back to a race that you're familiar with to try to better yourself.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of people find that race that got the better of them, and they're say, I've got some revenge on that course. I've got to get
redemption.
Back out there. That's a redemption. That's a good.
Don
Good
Freeman.
Motivator.
Don yeah, Freeman.
I do have a serious problem out there. Okay.
All right,
number six.
Is six mine?
Yes,
yep.
It is.
Six is mine. Tune in to music, to audiobooks, to talk radio. I'm going to insert here to podcasts. Whatever entices you while you run, stream music instead of downloading. I don't know why he has that. Hmm. And listen to anything, anytime, and be surprised.
Is the stream music the Zune thing?
No, it's like Pandora.
I think it means drag your MP3 player through the stream.
Streaming.
Yeah, I think that's what it means.
Well, I was going to add, tune into, this may be kind of, but trail runners, tune into nature. I remember when I came back from my injury and I was running on the Quarry Trail, not on the road, but like up.
What kind of trail is that?
Single track.
Okay.
Yeah, single track. And it was like really forested, and I was like almost in sensory overload, having not been on the trail for a little bit, just listening to the stream. I don't know if anybody was dragging their MP3 player through it, but it was really just amazing just to listen to nature.
I have a friend that won't listen to music because he's scared of bears.
That's why I listen to music.
To drown out the growl.
Yeah, the growl.
But I think, that we've talked to completely different runners. Some like music, some don't like music. I like a balance. I like some music, but that's how this whole thing started, was Trail Runner Nation and the podcast was, sometimes you get sick of music,
mm-hmm.
and you want to learn, you want to exercise your mind, if you will. And that's why we started the podcast Trail Runner Nation.
That's true. So you took tune in as tune into the environment, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tune into your surroundings.
I didn't see tune in as that way.
You know, I think maybe we should start a group on Trail Runner Nation with people sharing what music they like to listen to. Because, I always listen to the same music over and over and over again. And that's one of the reasons why I like Pandora. It kind of exposes you to some different music. But maybe we should start something where people, say, here's the top three artists I listen to.
Yeah, that or like the song that gets them over the hill kind of thing.
I think we should assign that task to Faith.
She needs okay. a, she needs a good
So you
task.
Want to do a group or yeah. a forum?
A group.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. no, a forum.
Yeah, a forum.
Forum, yeah, because yeah, forum will people tune into that.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah
so they'll tune in.
Yes, yeah. Hey, so on the topic of Pandora Radio, I enjoy that because you can go straight in and buy off of iTunes. Mm-hmm. You know, since this new music delivery system, I have spent more money on songs than, you know, so this whole crisis of where it happened to the music industry, I think they don't have a crisis at all.
Yeah,
I've helped them because I didn't buy anything for 20 years and all of a sudden now I'm, you know, it's a budget item.
I'm totally tuned in. I got satellite radio in my car, and then I have an app on my phone where you can hold the phone up. What's that called?
Shazam.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Where you like hold it up to the, and it tells you the name. And then from that app, you can directly go to iTunes and my yeah. bill. Oh boy. My credit card. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. But I've got some great songs though that I, you know, I'm just waiting for that race. I'm gathering up my mojo that's going to be plugging into my ears.
Nice.
You know, I think Faith got ahead of herself.
Why?
When we were talking about tune in, because number 7 is Faith.
Tune out. Oh no. Don't think, just do. Let your mind drift while you run like a tumbleweed in a warm desert wind.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
you know what? On a serious note, that in fact is a skill to develop because, and we all go there to a certain extent. We don't remember running that last section. Or if you're in a long race, you have to tune out.
You have to. Mm-hmm.
And you learn to disassociate yourself with everything, the environment, your knees, your feet. Mm-hmm. You've got to just leave and just remove yourself, but just keep going forward.
Well, you know, I think you need to practice it because on those long runs, you it's necessary to tune out.
My wife says I'm good at it.
To whatever pain or whatever, you know, cramps or whatever on a very long race, you need to have the ability or the skill to tune out and to disassociate. And I think it's something that you should do on a training run and learn how to do that.
Well, I think this is why, I know me personally, this is why I do yoga, is because I'm so not flexible. So when I go to yoga, I'm in pain. But yoga is about meditating, so it's disassociating yourself from the pain. So meditation and yoga or...
Like a tumbleweed.
Like a tumbleweed in the warm desert wind.
In a warm desert wind. Number 8. And let's remind us, this is from what list? Will Cooper, Run Longer, blogspot.com. Thank you, Will, for all this great stuff. We're on number 8, Scott.
Okay. I thought you were number 8, but I'll take number 8. And number 8, wander.
I didn't want to do 8.
Wander. leave home with no particular place to go, no routine, no plan, just run.
Ooh.
That's tough for me.
Why? Because you do it every day?
No. It's just because I really just don't like the pavement. And so to leave my house and just go out and wander, maybe it's not saying that you need to go out of your door and start wandering, but maybe I need to do that more because I just don't go up to the trails and say, I'm just going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of the Forrest Gump thing.
No, we can practice some of these. We don't have to be experienced with all of them. Maybe we can pick something up and give it a go.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you wander, Faith?
I do. I wander to the pavement occasionally. I like running in the pavement when it's still dark out. So this time change is awesome for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just take off my Garmin and just run with my headlamp and it's dark out and all you see is the headlamp and it's actually really liberating.
So are you tuning out?
I'm tuning out.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuning out to the cars around me. It's just all I see is the headlamp. So I'm tuning into the, I'm following the light, but I'm tuning out to, I don't know. Actually running on the pavement in the dark makes me zone out.
Especially
I don't know what it is.
If it's been raining and it's, the streets are wet and you can just kind of get a cadence going.
Did that today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Number 9.
That must be me. Stop regularly on a run. We do that, don't we, Scott?
You know what? You're very good at this.
And stopping?
No, I'm good at stopping. You're good at stopping and saying, hey, look at this.
I did that at the end of States for you. I said, have you ever seen that rock? you gave me the dirtiest look.
Wait, what did you think?
Oh, just, it was a big rock that I hadn't seen before. It was way up top.
We're about like 96, mile 96.
On a course we've run on every training run all the time. So it's a familiar place.
And my head is bowed down. All I can see are my feet in front of me. And Don's like still fresh. He's like, hey, Scott, did you ever notice that rock formation up there? I didn't even acknowledge him. I didn't say a word. I kept my face down and I just kept going. I'm going, what are you doing to me here? I'm just trying to finish these last 4 miles.
I'm
going to
add that to my list for my pacer for my 50 miler. Don't point out anything beautiful when I have 10 miles left.
There's nothing beautiful here.
I'm gonna be angry.
There is nothing beautiful in mile 94.
I guess I have to continue reading. Look around. You will be amazed at the little things that look back at you.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about animals.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought you said.
But, yeah. you know, there are so many things out there that we, you know, whether it's a house or it's a rock somewhere that, you know, we've been running that thing for 5 years. And all this is like, yeah, look at that. I've never seen that.
You know, I don't care where you live. If you're out on the trails, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, we sometimes forget. And in fact, a lot of people say, well, you're a trail runner. You must go out there because you really like the, you know, enjoy the nature. And a lot of times we're not even paying attention because we're just looking at where our feet mm-hmm. are going and not looking up at what we're passing by. So I think it's a good idea to stop, you know, if you take a camera with you, to take a picture and enjoy, mm-hmm. relish in what God created.
And I'm going to take us out with number 9.5.
All right.
Why is it not 10?
I don't know. We should ask him.
We should send him an email.
We should send him an email with this link so he knows mm-hmm. that we've
maybe we should have got permission.
You think? Well, let's release it first and then get permission.
That's forgiveness.
If he's a trail runner, and you know he is by this list, he would be fine with it.
So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Faith. No.
Maybe he doesn't like top 10 lists.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe you like the movie 9.5 weeks.
I don't know what that is.
Again,
is there an generation. OG thing? Yeah.
You know, every chance she gets to show us that we're a little bit older, okay, a lot of bit older, she does it.
Yeah,
and she knows what 9.5 weeks is.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You shouldn't know what it is.
Anyways, 9.5. Always remember this: running is not a job. It's not a duty. It's not an obligation. It is your life at that moment. Keep it real. Embrace it.
Yo.
Keep it real.
Word.
Now we're getting closer to a generation. Aren't we? We are
That's
so
right.
hip. We're so hip.
I'm gonna Google hip words tonight, and I'm gonna start just reeling them off. I'm gonna write them down on a list, and I'm gonna throw them in, whether it fits or not. But it isn't a job. We should enjoy it. When it starts becoming work, we need to go back to number. Well, probably any of these numbers, but we should probably go back and do a cycle year training or take a little time off when it starts to become
a vacation.
Work. A vacation. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That is just so profound. I don't even know what to say about that.
Is it got you stumped?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this is running is who I am, and it takes me away from it. Helps me tune out. And the second that it becomes a job or an obligation, yeah, you absolutely have to change it up because that's not what it's about.
So here's a question for you.
All right.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
Was it always who you were?
No.
Don? Were you always a runner?
Oh, no. I've been a lot of things. Some of them not even good.
I think that's one of the neat things about this is you decide who you are, right?
But it's always been something, though, probably for all of us. Yeah. We probably have the personalities, and everybody that's tuning in to this podcast probably has always been into something. For me, at one time, it was weightlifting. You know, now it's running. And before, you know, it was chalk art.
Chalk art?
No, it wasn't. But it could be.
For me, it was cat juggling.
Cat juggling.
You know, that's a great...
That's another generation gap because...
You didn't know about cat juggling?
She doesn't know who Steve Martin is.
I know who Steve Martin is.
He had a routine. He talked about cat juggling.
Is that Saturday Night Live?
No, it was before that.
Who was that other guy that was on the famous guy? Every Saturday night he came on. It was the
Saturday Night Show.
No,
Johnny Carson.
No, that wasn't on Saturday. You'll edit that part out.
No, this is an edit-free podcast, and you know that's true, except for the parts we edit.
Yeah, just this week, maybe yesterday, day before, mm-hmm. went out and got a permanent performance enhancing cocapelli on her calf. If
that would be Kara Quinn.
So is that you need to go online onto trailrunnernation.com, go to the cocapelli group and look at it. It's very good artwork.
Something special.
And she has it facing the right direction. She said that after she had it placed on her leg, it was already permanent. She heard the podcast about how important it is that the cocapelli faces the direction you're running. She looked down, took a big sigh and a relief, realizing she had done it right.
She doesn't have to redo it.
See, the cocapelli knew.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thanks for joining Trail Runner Nation. Go out and get on the website. Thanks for joining Trail. You got to raise your game.
You got to raise your game, War.
Because this sucks.
Thanks for joining Trail Runner Nation. Find us on Twitter at We Are Nation. On Facebook, where are we on Facebook, Scott?
Trail Runner Nation.
And trailrunnernation.com.
Yep. And you know what? I have to say a shout out to the Nation members. We're starting to get a lot of comments, a lot of discussion, especially on the podcast.
On the message boards, post-podcast comments about the content, cool.
Absolutely love it. That's what we had envisioned when we first started this. We want to have everybody interjecting their opinions and what they've learned, and that's how we all will learn.
So. And then join the new forum that I'm going to start where you can post your music choices. Yeah.
That's right. She's on her task.
She's already doing her promo.
Yeah. She is. We need to give her some more jobs.
Hey, go out and run Moss.
That's good. I like that.